From the busy streets of New York City and the luscious mountains in Denver, Colorado, this is the Winter Fanboys Podcast, produced by First Base Studios. I'm Adam.
Ben.
And now, let's Christmas. And welcome back. If you made it this far, thank you. And if you haven't, well, you didn't hear that, so it doesn't really matter. I'm Adam.
I'm Ben.
And we are the Winter Fanboys, which you've already heard in our intro, but we like to say it multiple times so that way you remember who we are, what we're doing, and what we're all about, which we are boosting the signal of the Winter Failure, who happen to be our friends, Dave, David, and Bran. And they write the most original Christmas music that no one has ever heard of. One of these days, I'll say that right. But until then, we're going to talk about today. We're talking about the country Christmas song. But hang on, before we get started, this is for you, Ben. Wait, hang on. Didn't work. Here we go.
Yeah, there it is.
This is, for those that are not on the video, this is my little fireplace.
Yeah, he's put a fireplace next to his face using his phone.
And we're going to go ahead, open a cold beer. That might have been the best sound effect, and I'm going to save it. And I'm glad no one else talked about it. Anyway, it's Blue Moon, Denver, Colorado. Have your gin and tonic, whatever you're still drinking.
I'm still drinking a gin and tonic. But I did start out with a cold beer.
You did. Cold Christmas beer. Mm-hmm. Hang on, this fireplace is getting me a little too hot.
Cold beer on a cold night. Let's talk about the vibe of this song. This song that Brian has given us.
That just fell. Oh, sorry.
I thought that was your dog for a second. For a moment, I was like, is Fizz running across the screen?
No, that was, for those just watching, it was a light. So we've been recording for a long time and my lights died. So now I'm using my studio lights, which is fine. I sound so bougie saying that. We do self-tapes. That's why we have studio lights.
Look at Christmas lights.
I got, look at my Christmas lights. Keep going. I didn't mean to interrupt you with my.
Oh no! I just want to talk about the vibe of the song. Give me some vibe. Give me some vibe here, Adam. What you feel about this one? Because for me, I feel like it's a nice hangout song. You know, like we go Christmas ghouls, up, up, up. Digital sky into this nice transition, into this like. Fun upbeat country song that Bran has given us, and like Bran is a country singer. I see it, you know, like the country influences have popped up multiple times in different songs of his, and this one just I feel like he kind of just lets it go, you know, full on.
Yeah. You said sweet transition. That was it's a really good transition from. Mm-hmm. The digital sky to this one.
It's like as good of a transition as bad of a transition it is from ghouls to up, up, up. Yeah. That's the wrong word, but just like, it's so abrupt from that one. And this one's so smooth.
Yeah. It's so good. In fact, you like, don't know when it ends and then it just rolls into the next one. Mm-hmm. As for vibe. So I want to start with saying that I think this is the chicken fried for Christmas country songs. And what I mean by that is I am a big Zac Brown fan, but when I was on tour, somebody had told me, who's also from Denver, Colorado, one of our castmates, he had told me that Chicken Fried from Zac Brown Band is actually a song that's kind of like semi making fun of country music. So this song kind of sits in that vibe, right? If that's what it feels like. It feels like the typical, like, this is, it's almost a wink, wink, nudge, nudge at country music.
Okay. I could see it. I didn't take it that way when I first listened to it, but I could see that.
Mm. Yeah, I felt like it was a, not that I think that Bran is just, like, parodying country music, but he's almost using all the big things from country music. So it almost feels like a parody. mm-hmm. right? Because he's grabbing. I like the song. It just, I like the song because it's, I think it's funny because I think it's a, I think it's a semi joke. Maybe he didn't. Maybe he's like, it's a heartwarming song about having a cold beer on a cold night. Even that right there is just a weird, that's yeah, just an odd is, thing.
It's a
to
weird
say.
Idea, right? Like, yeah, like, do you want a cold beer on a cold night? You know, like
is
but,
that?
But you're around the fireplace. You're around the fireplace.
Yeah.
Underneath the mistletoe. There's a smile on every face, Adam.
Yeah, that's because you're under the mistletoe.
Every face has got a smile on it. There's a cold beer on a cold night, and you're next to the fireplace, and there's
I
a
just
mistletoe.
Think that the line cold beer on a cold night, which kicks the chorus off, is mm-hmm. is a pair. Like, it's kind of a, it's kind of like, you're sing, it's country music, so you got to have a country, so you got to have a country mm-hmm. beer. So you got to have a beer. And so it just, to me, it's playing with the idea that it's a parody. And I also think it's Bran, who I think is just kind of a jovial kind of guy. So I would think the parody is not like, I'm poking fun, I'm making fun of country music. It's actually like, I'm just playing off of the country music tropes.
Yeah, like leaning in.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can see it.
Banjo?
Mm-hmm.
Did we have banjo in the last ones? I feel like we did.
I feel like banjo maybe makes an appearance in Ghouls, but I'm not sure. Like, I think that some of, like, the atonal stuff that's going on in Ghouls might be banjo.
I mean, Dave loves a banjo. So
he loves a banjo.
I think if Dave can play, put the banjo in, puts his little six-pack banjo in, he'll put it in wherever he can.
Mm-hmm. I was also thinking about the six-pack.
Yeah. For those of you that don't know, listen to our old podcast, okay? I'm not going to explain it to you every time. Just kidding. Dave has a banjo that either has a six pack or an eight pack. I don't know. And he drew it on there. He also drew it so tiny that it's I wish great. It was a little bigger so that it would actually look like it was on him. But it is funny. It's his little six
pack. He might have a six pack by now. Who knows? He's a strong man.
Maybe. He does a lot of running.
He does.
McKenna,
ran so far
runs
this
more
year.
Than him, but I won't say anything.
Yeah.
Mm. So,
what are they trying to get away from is my question.
Yeah. Why are they always running? Why are we running?
Where are you going?
Oh, you run in circles? So sounds you do all that running and you just come back to where you started.
You stay in the same place?
This doesn't sound that effective, okay? This does not sound like it's innovation, baby. Okay.
Speaking of sound, what do you think of the music in this song?
Sorry, I'm kicking the mic. You're going to hear that. I mean, I'm a big fan of the acoustic guitar. So I feel like this is just driven by the acoustic guitar. With the banjo. You know, like if the acoustic guitar is like... If the acoustic guitar is like the...
The dolphin.
Doing a train motion here. What is that? The wheels. The wheels.
Loot. The Tyrannosaurus Rex.
If they are the... here's what I should say. I was doing this. It was confusing me. My body and my mind.
The engine? The drive? Are you like
no,
driving?
No, the driving. So they're the engine, right? So it's the... To me, the acoustic guitar is like the engine and then the...
Banjo?
The banjo is the bells and whistles.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe it's the sunroof. Maybe it's the...
Tell them the cows to get out of the way. The train's coming.
Oh, okay. Or the actual whistle. Yeah, it could be the whistle. I was thinking bells and whistle like, I got heated seats.
Like I got streamers coming off my handlebars.
I got... Exactly. That's mm-hmm. That is a... The thing that's on a bike that you're like, that has no purpose on that bike.
Except for it's rad as hell.
Except it's cool and you can see how what direction the wind is blowing when you're
riding. And everybody's jealous about it.
Yeah, so yeah. So I mean I don't really have much for the sound. I mean, I think some of the other songs on this, you know, even the brand, even the two middle songs on this, I think are, to me, were the most meaty. And then these are, they're not meatless. They're just...
not vegetarian.
Yeah, they're not vegetarian. They're just, they're meat light. And I don't think that's a bad thing. I think that's totally fine. I don't think there's anything like there's a, well, I guess what I'm saying is to me, it feels very straightforward, right? It sounds very driven by drums, acoustic guitar, and a banjo.
It's a country Christmas song. It talks about being a country Christmas song.
Yeah. And it talks about, it almost feels like they're out in the country, right? When they're, although you said fireplace, which maybe it does say fireplace. I say camp. I was thinking campfire, but I thought.
They say like sitting around the fireplace.
Underneath what do you think of
mistletoe?
Oh, there's a smile. What do you think of Brand's? What do you think of Brand's country accent? His little southern drawl.
I think it works. I think he nails it. I like it best when he does his really deep one. He's like some of those beyond compare.
Yeah.
I like it best when he does that. But yeah, like it works. He's able to do the country thing. You know, kind of do that. That vocalization. This is where you think what?
This is where I think it's a parody because I think he's putting it on.
Yeah, right? I mean, like, he doesn't always sing that, you know, like sing that way. So he is kind of like doing that affectation. And so it might be a parody. It's like, yeah, it's just kind of a fun song. It's kind of hard to say a whole lot about it. It does do like the fade out at the end, and
which
I think I've been on record saying that I don't like the fade out very much.
Have they done the fade out before?
I don't know if they've done the fade out before.
No, you're just saying on record that you don't like the fade out in general, like with songs. That's not a country thing. That's actually like pop, right?
Oh yeah. No, they're like, it's rock. Like a. Yeah, it's a lot
like,
of stuff.
They're like, we don't know how to end the song, so we're just gonna fade it out.
That's how I feel. And like, there's this the most egregious version of that is the song like, you know, the song "Ride Like the Wind." Mm-mm. Like, it's like ride like the wind into the future. I'm doing a terrible job. anyway, it's got like the song "Ride Like the Wind." You should look it up after this podcast. It's got this great guitar solo at the end, but like the way they've done it is they like put it really far back in the mix and then they like fade the song out. So it's like sick as hell guitar solo that just gets totally like completely cut out of the entire song.
Well, what's sad is they just can't resolve the chords.
Yeah.
They're like, we're not going to complete it. We're just going to continue phrasing the song out and then we're just going to fade it out.
Right.
It's always a problem. It's an issue for actors when they do pop rock music, right? Because they can't, because then they have to go in and be like, okay, where do we end this? So it should have ended on this chord, but they just played this one and then kept playing. And you're like, great. So we have to like add that into our music. We don't add it. We just have to cut it where it should be cut.
Yeah, you have to actually find an ending.
Yeah, we actually have to end the song. We can't just fade out and walk out the door.
Can you imagine if it's like, if movies just faded out or like, books just faded out.
There was no.
It don't really end. It just like all of a sudden, just like slowly, just gets darker and darker and darker until the movie's like just black.
That's and you it. Don't know what happened. You're like, what?
Yeah.
It was mid scene.
Yeah,
it
like
could have been the final scene.
What happened?
And in a book, it's just writing. They're still writing a sentence, right? So they don't stop.
Right, but the letters start fading.
The letters
out.
Get.
Letters just get lighter and lighter and lighter and they can't read them anymore.
Yeah, so there's no period. It just...
What happened just to the, Frodo? Did he make it home?
Oh, we only let music get away with it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I'm saying, I'm tired of letting music get away with it, you know?
Don't let it.
If you can't fade out when you're playing the song in person, like if you're... I will accept someone playing the song and manually fading themselves out. singing it softer and softer, playing it softer and softer,
manually fading themselves out, so they can't even. Yeah. It's not even like someone in the soundboard is fading them down. They have to actually go through and manually fade themselves.
Yeah, they have to sing quieter and quieter, and they have to play quieter and quieter until it's no longer playing anymore.
And then you have to stand on stage with egg on your face to get ready. Mouthing the words. Song. Mouthing the words because we have to.
I accept that. That feels noble.
So a country Christmas song does fade out, which I do think. I guess what I'm saying is I don't think they faded out in any of the music we've listened to.
No, and having said all of that, I actually think that's probably the right way to end this album is by fading it out. Like it kind of feels it does. Having said all this stuff and made it this really strong point, like I feel like that makes a lot of sense for this kind of song. You know, like that's what I would expect.
Yeah. Well, again, I would expect it from the song because I am interpreting it as a parody. So it's like, yeah, just do all the country stuff and pop stuff. What's your overall feeling of the song? Because let's go there because I don't want to say, yeah, I just don't know. And maybe do you feel something from the lyrics that talks to you?
Well, like nothing speaks to me at like a deep level, but it's more of like, but what I will say is that it speaks to like a kind of Christmas that like I sort of have had, but also never had, right? Like this like Christmas of like being with like your loved ones, hanging out, having a good time, being comfortable, right? Like everyone's just there and you're having a nice party, you know? And there have been like some Christmas parties that have felt that way. But also, like, it's that thing of, like, they felt that way, but also kind of in that sense of, like, reaching for this thing that you haven't had before. Like, this experience you hadn't entirely had. I don't know if that makes sense. But that's kind of where it goes for me. It's, like, this idealized sort of Christmas moment. You know, I think sometimes, like, you and I, one of the products of living in New York City is, like, all your friends end up all over the place. And so I think about like just how great it would be to have all my friends in the same room, you know? And I think it's kind of like that.
Okay. Yeah. So what you're saying this, and I will say the song does to me add a little bit of, there's like warmth and comfort. And I don't think it's warmth and comfort because it's a country song. I think it's warmth and comfort because it's this idea of being with loved ones, friends, family, whatever we can go down the line. But you had talked about how, like, if we were all by a fire, right? Mm-hmm. I think of, like, when I did Jersey Boys at Weathervane, we had a campfire. Mm-hmm. There's something about having a fire, right, and sitting around a fire and talking. Yeah. You know, there's, you know. Back to the caveman thing, they were doing that before they could figure out how to do the internet. That's
before they figured out the internet. First it was the fire, then it was the internet. But first there was the fire, you know. I think it speaks to that, like, that communal part of us that just wants to, like, be together and, like, you know, in that warm, cozy spot.
Well, in New York City, I just did it, right? I did the fake fireplace. How many in holiday parties I go to, that's what they do. They put the fireplace on, right? So
I mean, there is Dave's something Christmas party, you know,
there is something, he is talking about something that is important, recognizable, warmth. You know, the TV fireplace doesn't actually give you any warmth, you know? Can't actually heat you up, but there is something warm about the feeling of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So yeah, maybe there is, you know, I take back what I said. Maybe there is a little something that we can pull from it, even though it's not as deep as, you know, Digital Skies.
Or it's not necessarily, depth is probably the wrong way of thinking about it. It's like Digital Skies makes me think, right? It makes me like get all like heady and wonder about our place, like our relationship with the world, blah, blah, blah. Whereas this song makes me think about like connection. It makes me think about like people I love, like, you know, and there is a lot of depth
makes
there.
Makes you feel
just, it's different. Yeah. Think versus feel maybe, You know?
Yeah. It's a feeling song.
This is a feeling song.
Brand's bringing the feelings.
Brand brings the feelings.
Or he's putting out his feelers. Put those feelers away.
Stop feeling me, dude.
So what's your overall, what do you have to say about the song overall?
Well, I think that's
it. Kind of what, like, we're talking about. But
yeah. I think we are kind of talking about it. Like, you know, it's warm. It's like the dream of all your buddies being together, you know, around that fire, hanging out, enjoying each other's company, which really, that's all we really want. You know, All this other stuff, it's so we can do that in those fleeting moments.
Yeah, that is true. I mean, you think about, we talked about this last time, but about like getting older and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And I think as people get older, they just want to spend more time with loved ones.
Yeah.
Because it's kind of precious, right? It becomes, yeah. I mean, it is already precious. And maybe this comes from Brand thinking about it being precious. He has kids. So Maybe it's, you know, the idea that, like, that's a very, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it just seems, yeah, it's a lot about feelings.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't really know if I have anything else to say about it.
I think that's what I got as well.
That's good. I think that's a good place to end. Well, I'm Adam.
And I'm Ben. Stay frosty, my friends.
Yeah. Thank you.